Renewed efforts to keep the Minnesota Twins from leaving Minneapolis don't sit well with City Council member Lisa McDonald. She says St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman has drawn Mayor Sharon Sales Belton and other Minneapolis leaders into a poker game in which the one sure winner is the team. McDonald says despite protests to the contrary, it's evident the two mayors began competing once Coleman started pushing for a ballpark in St. Paul a few weeks ago.
He's a clever guy. I mean, he basically has set the scenario, and we are responding. Instead of being in the offensive, we're on the defensive, to use sports terms, so to speak.
McDonald says numerous studies show professional sports facilities usually cost cities more than the cities receive in return. She says the city has many other priorities, like a new library and funding neighborhood improvements. Minneapolis Council President Jackie Cherryholmes, who's been working on the stadium plan with Mayor Sales Belton, says if Minneapolis doesn't act, it could lose the Twins to St. Paul.
That's not what I'm elected to do. I'm elected to keep businesses in Minneapolis and keep our civic asset strong. And I believe professional sports is a civic asset. We need to keep it in Minneapolis, and we need to have a plan that does that, that's responsible, and that benefits our taxpayers.
But Cherryholmes says the city hasn't entered a bidding war for the team, and that recent discussions with the Twins owners are not a reaction to Coleman.
We've been working and talking about this for quite some time. Were we out tooting our horn prematurely? Absolutely not. Did we wait till we had something to talk about? Yes.
Cherryholmes says if St. Paul gets the team, Minneapolis residents will help foot the bill because St. Paul's plan requires the state to chip in about $100 million. Minneapolis and Hennepin County officials say at this point they don't anticipate needing help from the state. Governor Ventura isn't inclined to chip in. While campaigning last year, Ventura opposed public subsidies for a new ballpark. He met with the mayors of both cities yesterday to hear their respective proposals, but made no commitments. Ventura says Major League Baseball executives are not improving an economic structure that divides teams into haves and have-nots.
They're doing nothing to encourage any type of revenue sharing. All we get is lip service from Commissioner Selig, who tells you, build stadiums. Well, I find it very interesting that there was a protest the other day on affordable housing, but yet a stadium is put on the front burner.
St. Paul, meanwhile, still awaits a commitment from the Twins. The St. Paul Area Chamber of Commerce has pledged to help lead a campaign to get businesses and residents involved in a St. Paul ballpark plan. But Chamber President Larry Dowell says before mounting such a campaign, the city needs the Twins to agree to focus their ballpark effort on St. Paul exclusively.
If the Twins make a commitment that they would see St. Paul as their home, yeah, we're going to proceed on a public input process, I hope.
For the moment, at least, Twins officials are discussing options with leaders of both cities. Minneapolis's council will vote on a policy resolution to work with Hennepin County, the state, and regional business leaders to build a new baseball stadium on the banks of the Mississippi River downtown. It limits the city's contribution to $10 million, a ceiling some council members say is unrealistic. The resolution doesn't detail financing plans, but author Paul Ostro says raising sales tax by 0.5% is one option under consideration. Ostro says Minneapolis must make its intentions clear.
There's a real question out there about whether or not the city of Minneapolis is even interested in keeping the Twins. I think clearly as the vote will turn out, it'll be shown, yes, the city of Minneapolis is still interested. There's a need to make that affirmative statement.
Ostro says 7 votes needed for the resolution to pass are there, but transferring nearly 6 blocks of city-owned land to the project requires 9 votes, a two-thirds majority, and that may be harder to muster. In Minneapolis, I'm Eric Jansen, Minnesota Public Radio.